Hey everybody, good to be back with you. Today I wanted to talk about getting past the if-onlys, because isn't that when we're gonna wake up? I'd wake up today if only I had the right book. I'd wake up today if only I had the right teacher. I'd wake up today if only I had a new teacher. I'd wake up today if my wife would just quit bugging me. I'd wake up today if my husband was interested in this. I would wake up today if I could just sit right, because when I go to sit and meditate, my back's just, I can't get it quite stay quite straight, just right, and my knees just want to start screaming at me, and if only I could get that straightened out, I'd wake up today. And if only I could inquire right, because I don't quite understand exactly how you do this, because this "who am I" thing sounds like a very difficult chore to me, and because I just can't, I've asked and I just can't find an answer. What's the point in my asking anymore? So if only I could inquire right, I would wake up right away. And if only I could dance or drum or whatever it is that I've taken home that I believe I must do before I wake up, if only I could get through that, then I would wake up. Yeah. If only, if only, if only, if only. You can fill in the blank with your own if only. It doesn't make any difference. Well, what I'm going to tell you is that as long as you've got an if only, you're not going to wake up. Or the odds are very, very strong that you will not. There are no rules here. Awakeness doesn't listen to Fred. So it can happen anytime to anybody, any way it wants to, and it does. But I've noticed that there are things that I can do which do encourage it. And one of the things that I can stop doing that will encourage it, which is holding out for my big if only. Figure out what your if only is and give it up. Thanks a lot. See you later. Bye.